So thanks everyone for coming to the special council meeting on the 17th of December 2018. I'll open the meeting at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people, and recognise the contributions of Gariyata elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 3, recordance of attendance is as listed. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications, there is nil. 3.3, apologies, we have one from Councillor George de Cash. 3.4, approved leave of absence. We have approved leave of absence from the Deputy Mayor, Newbury. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest from members? No?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. No disclosures. Item 4, our public time. I have to read out this important note for everyone. We are live.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
This meeting has been recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting to assist with minute taking purposes, which it may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording and participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law of Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the complete form in the draft provided. That's great. 4.1, I'll open public question time at 5:32. And we don't have any members of the public. So I'll close public question time at 5:33. And open public statement time at 5:33. And as we have no members of the public, I'll close public statement time at 5:33. 3.4, petitions, deputations, presentations, and submissions, there is nil. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Do I have any questions from members today?
No, thank you, ma'am.
No, thank you, there is nil. Item 6, the announcements by the presiding member without discussion. I do have a big announcement. No, I don't.
That's okay.
I don't have any announcements. Item 7. Declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? 7-0. A disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8, reports from officers, there is nil. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters. We do have one confidential matter. 9.1 is the Port Hedland International Airport lease. So, could I get a mover to go into confidence? Moved Councillor Hedlund and seconded Councillor Pitt. And we will go into confidence now.
Could I get a mover to come out of confidence? Move Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hebbard. And all agreed?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, you're missing me. Oi.
Are we back on?
It's a pin number. Yes, my computer just shut down, so give me 1 minute. Okay. So, welcome back everybody, that was very quick. 9.1, the Port Hedland International Airport request to change lease terms was passed by Council 7-0. And that reads, one, notes to the Town of Port Hedland Chief Executive Officer and the General Manager of the Airport Operations signed a non-disclosure agreement on 4th of September 2018 in relation to the matters outlined at confidential briefing session with elected members on the 4th of September, which were reiterated at the 11th of December 2018 briefing and included for discussion in the documentation presented in the agenda for this special council meeting. Two, agree to a 12-month extension in the completion of the terminal development works included as part of the capital works program listed in the novation of the operating deed dated 11th of March 2016, extending the original deadline of 11th of March 2021 to the 11th of March 2022. Three, request that the Port Hedland International Airport provide the town with a capital works program by the 31st of March 2019 for inclusion in the initial lease master plan as detailed in the novation and operating deed. Four, agree to change the standard reference in the capital works definition section of the deed from the superseded International Air Transport Association level of service C to the current IATA optimum. And five, agree to vary the definition of the capital works program in the novation and operating deed to reference the terminal development design to accommodate at least 700,000 passengers per annum, with construction terminal redevelopment to accommodate at least 450,000 passengers per annum. Six, agree for the CEO and his delegate to work with the Port Hedland International Airport in determining the final and most appropriate wording to change the novation of the operating deed and notify the council accordingly. So, we will move on to closure of the meeting. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 13th of February 2019, commencing at 5:30, and the public agenda briefing will be held on Wednesday the 6th of February 2019, commencing at 5:30. So I'll close the special council meeting at 5:41, and thank you everyone for watching. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Stay safe, everyone.